So have you ever had a conversation where you felt like the other person was not present? Telling this person something important and meaningful, but they don't seem to be really listening to you. I'm hearing some yeses, some nods, seeing some nods. Maybe you have confronted them and asked if they have heard you. And they might respond that they did hear you. Yes, I'm listening. But you can tell, despite what they're saying, they're not really listening. So this is a very frustrating, it's a very common experience. And it's especially frustrating when what we're telling somebody is very important. There's been times for me where I just want to shake that person and go, hey, listen. And this is a frustration we see throughout all of God's word, where people hear important truths, yet they are not really listening. Now, one excellent example is the Shavuot recorded for us in Acts 2, the day of Pentecost. Now, this is a great example of the difference between hearing words versus actively listening, or as Scripture calls it, truly hearing. We are reminded that while many hear the good news of Messiah Yeshua, not everyone listens. Now, as we've been talking about, Pentecost is a very special Shavuot, which came after our Messiah was resurrected and ascended to heaven. And so this is the day that the promised Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, was first given to Messiah's disciples. Now, on this momentous day, one of the most important and powerful sermons was given by the Apostle Peter, a message empowered through the Holy Spirit so that everyone present heard it in their own language. Everyone heard the same message, but there were two very different responses. So let's take a look briefly at Acts chapter 2. Now, as we heard earlier, Acts 2 opens with the Holy Spirit entering the hearts of all the apostles. They then went out to preach and teach the good news of Messiah Yeshua. But this was no ordinary preaching. We read that everyone present supernaturally heard their own language being spoken, with over a dozen languages listed and identified in this book. The Lord acted so that everyone could truly listen, truly understand what was being said to them. Now, there were two initial responses to this miracle by the Lord. Many were amazed and confused by what was happening. Others, though, mocked the apostles. They said they're drunk, even though, as Acts records, it was only 9 a.m., a little early to be out of your gourd on alcohol. They refused to acknowledge what the Holy Spirit was doing and absurdly attributed to drunken babbling, that mumbling while drunk somehow could be understood in like 16 languages, because that's just what happens. Both groups of people heard the same message, but only one group truly chose to listen. Now, Acts 2 continues with one of the most powerful and moving presentations of the gospel in all of God's word. This sermon weaved together Old Testament prophecy, eyewitness accounts, and the truth of Messiah Yeshua's life, death, and resurrection. It's beautifully written. And after hearing this message, this powerful word, Acts 2:37 tells us that many were cut to the heart, or their hearts were pierced. They were moved deeply by what they had just heard. And we read in Acts 2:38-39, so after they had heard this message and been pierced to their hearts, this group then asked Peter what they were supposed to do with what they had just listened to. They had processed it, now they wanted to do something because of what they had heard. And we read in verses 38 and 39, Peter's response, where he replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Messiah Yeshua, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Now, scripture records that many became disciples that day, but also that many did not. What was the difference? Now, we can get into all sorts of interesting theological arguments here, but I think that makes us miss the basic point, the point I've been making over and over here, that they all heard the same message, but only one group was really listening. You know, hearing but not listening isn't just a modern phenomenon or a phenomenon here in Acts 2. It's common throughout all human history, especially the history of our people. And since time immemorial, we go around mocking and or trying to explain away the Lord's power at work in this world. In every generation of the prophets worked in the time of Messiah Yeshua, we see mocking, scoffing, scoffers, depending on your translation, or people just trying to explain it away. There has to be a quote-unquote rational explanation for what they're seeing. They're desperately trying to find a human explanation, even if it is absurd, like the one we see here on Pentecost. You know, whether or not you believe in God, it's pretty absurd to believe that drunken babbling can be interpreted as 16 different languages. But in the face of such a powerful miracle, refusing to listen, what else are you going to do but come up with a convenient excuse so you can continue to turn your head? You know, there's a common refrain among the prophets of the Lord is that people have eyes to see, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. It is the same for us until the Lord's righteous judgment comes, and then it is all too late. Shavuot and Pentecost remind us that the Lord has clearly communicated his truth and will in every generation. There is no mystery of what we need to do or what God wants from us. The same good news the Apostle Peter preached almost 2,000 years ago is the same gospel for us as well. It hasn't changed. Messiah Yeshua has risen, and he is the promised Messiah. All of us today, those who are here right now and those who are far off, need to do more than hear and mock. We must listen and obey. All of us need to repent and be baptized in the name of Messiah Yeshua. And when we do so, we will experience the Holy Spirit in our lives, living in us in a very special way. Rabbi Lauren is going to talk more about that in a few moments. And this is the one who empowered all those we read about in God's word. So we then share in the Lord's holiness and power through his Spirit, which enables us to speak words that bring life, not death. Our Messiah taught that those who have ears, let them hear. To really listen to what is being preached in God's word and then to act on it. As we consider Shavuot and Pentecost, we need to truly know where we stand before the Lord. If you have not yet placed your faith in Messiah Yeshua through repentance and baptism, then I encourage you today to take hold of the promises of God you've heard about. If you have placed your trust in him, then be encouraged that he who lives in Messiah Yeshua, the apostles, and all of Adonai's disciples, past, present, and future, lives in us as well. That we have been given everything we need to spread the light of the good news to a world desperately in need of it. May the Lord enable us each to have ears that truly hear and eyes that truly see. May each of us experience the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. May we all be empowered to clearly communicate the message of salvation found only in Messiah Yeshua. Thank you.